Okay, Svasemis, the Chavar Chanukah. So on page number one, the Svasemis from Tafresh Nun Dalet, quotes from the Chidush Sherim. Tafresh Nun Dalet, what year is that? 18. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
18. Tafresh Nun Dalet.
1894.
Okay. B'shem Adoni Mori, who's a Kenei. In the name of my Heligu grandfather, the Chidush Sherim. He wants to explain a machlokas Beishamay Beisila, which maybe we'll learn a little bit more about today when we learn Gemara. Beishamay Beisila, he mosif aholich or pochis? Should I start with 8 candles and whittle my way down to 1? That's Beishamay. Or should I take the Beisila approach of mosif aholich? Of course, we know we paskin like Beisila. But Amar, and the Chidush Sherim explained, the Yesh B'ner Inyan HaMeir V'Hasorif V'hu Lisrof HaPsoles U'Lahav Yer HaPnimiyas Eish HaChuka Eilav Yisbarach. You think about it, a fire has two qualities. A fire has a positive quality and a fire has a negative quality. I mentioned to some of you a couple of weeks ago that Om Elimelech, when Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sure how to make the shekel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him Matbeah Shel Eish. What's the pshat Matbeah Shel Eish? Why do you have to show him a coin made out of fire? Now Meli Melech explains that because money, a coin, is like a fire. Just like a fire can warm you up, just like a fire can cook your food, just like a fire can do a lot of very positive things for a Basar V'Dam, a human being of flesh and blood, so too money can be very, very useful. It can be very, very helpful. At the same time, just like a fire can burn down your house, and just like a fire can take lives, so too money can take lives. So when we talk about the Ner of the menorah, we're dealing with a fire. We're dealing with something which has a positive koach and a negative koach. Right? Negative in the sense that it can destroy things. So the machlokas Beishamay Beishil is, if I want to be a better Jew, what do I focus on? Do I focus on destroying the negativity in my life? Do I want to burn up everything that's wrong and off about my existence? Or do I want to just add a lot of positive energy to my life with the hope that through the positivity, Mamela, I'll stop being involved in negative things. Throw yourself into positive things, and Mamela, you won't be involved in negative things. Beishamay Sviralu, Kimikodem Tzrichen Lios Sor Meira, Zepoches Volet. Beishamay is of the opinion that a person has to Sor Meira before he's Asay Tov. But you think it's okay to just 1 minute be involved in all sorts of negative things, and then, well, but I go to the Beis Medrash afterwards and I learn? Says Beishamay, that's a joke. If you can't stop with the negative behavior, so then you don't have a right to come to Beis Medrash. Sor Meira. You have to destroy the negativity. You have to target it head on. Don't ignore it and try to overcompensate by just doing more mitzvahs. But Beis Hillel had a different approach. And of course, we know we paskin like Beis Hillel. Already the Rishonim bring that the name Chanukah stands for Ches Neros V'Halacha KeBeis Hillel. Our whole worldview comes from the worldview of Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel has a different approach. Beis Hillel Sfira Luhu HaIkar Lios Mosif Olif. Beis Hillel says if you spend all your time trying to conquer that Yetzirah, you'll spend the rest of your life trying to conquer that Yetzirah. You're better off getting involved in positive things, and automatically, through kindling that fire, that positive fire, that Hislavus HaMeir Bo, inside of a person, it's going to Metayr Gufo, Umavar Mamela Hapsolas, and automatically, there will not be time in your life, there won't be room, there won't be an interest in these types of negative behaviors. Yosef hiktim leMenashe, viYaakov hiktim leEfrayim. The machlokas between Yosef and Yaakov, who should carry the right hand, who should receive the better bracha, Menashe or Ephraim, is also rooted in this. Now we'll come back to this point later on. I'll show you a Divrei Yecheskel. Shem Yishmuel has it in a few places also. But just bekitzer, just so we can understand these few lines, right? Yosef, we know, set it up in such a way that Yaakov would place his right hand on Menashe. And Yaakov crossed his hands, placing his right hand on Ephraim. What is Menashe? What is Ephraim? Says the Sfas Emes, Kishem Menashe al Kinashani Elokim Kolamali. Right? Menashe is a Lashon Hashem has caused me to forget all of my struggles, all of my Amelus means hardship in this context. Kmo, Shechi Amech Ubas Avich. Forget your family, forget your father's house, forget Klal Yisrael. Right. Menashe is a lashon of freeing oneself from something. When a person makes a siyum on Masechta, what do we say? Lo nis neshe minach, Maseches Gittin, lo sis neshe minan. Right? So therefore, Yosef held that was the Iker. Menashe is the Iker. Sur Meira. Get away from bad things. Menashe. Detach. Forget. But Yaakov realized that there's going to come a time in Jewish history where if I spend my whole day focusing on everything that I do wrong and trying to stop it, I'm just going to kick up more and more dust. And I'm never going to be involved in positive things. So the best thing we could do is drag someone to the basement. Medrash, sit him down in front of a Gemara and say, I know you do a lot of Averas, but Afal Pichin. Hiktim Ephraim, Kedas, Beis Hillel. Yaakov says, Ephraim. Which is a lashon of what? A pruravut, to be fruitful and multiply, right? To try to be involved in good things, just get out there and do, just do. Don't worry about what you're not doing, or don't worry about the things that you're doing wrong. Just get involved in doing good things, and you'll see that that'll take care of all of your problems. With the fizalas yishapir lashon mosif aholich poches aholich. So Asemis is medayik in the words of the Chidushim, or really the words of the Gemara. And why does the Gemara say mosif aholich? Poches v'holich. What's the emphasis of holich? He says because these are two mahalchim. Kihema be'emes beiz drachim. Yesh misha holich b'koach ha'pchisus shalach nasagof. Some people have a mahalich, and it's a legitimate mahalich. It's the mahalich of Yosef Tzadik. It's the mahalich of Beis Shammai. It's a very legitimate way to live one's life. To focus on poches v'holich. To constantly be trying to suppress and to afflict the guf. Hachnas ha'guf. To try to rob my body from every pleasure of this world, hoping that if I can get rid of all of Olam Hazeh, then maybe I'll just be left as a spiritual person. What happens when Olam Hazeh is just too powerful and it's not possible for a person to suppress the guf? So that's why there's a second mahalich, a mosif v'holich mahalich. V'yesh mishaholich al yedei, turn the page, Tosefes, or hanefesh, v'apnimius, v'ze'echad amar v'ze'echad hamami. This is a new pshat, a slightly deeper pshat in the Gemara Menachos Daf Kuf Yud that says Echad Amarve Vechad Amamit, whether you're a Marve, whether you're interested in adding or Mamit. See, the Pasha pshat, the way to normally learn it, it's hot, this is going to create a lot of background. Can I close these a little bit? We get really hot, I'll open them again.
Boiling?
Jackets off?
Lower the ear.
I don't know if it actually works. I want to just to sit in short sleeves. It won't be seen as a breach of kavod attire. Okay, so echad amar v'echad amamit. So normal pshat is whether you do a lot or whether you do a little, right? As long as you tried your best, it's all good. So it's a different pshat here. So Asemis is saying, no, echad amar v'echad, whether you're a type of person who focuses on adding, mosif aholich, or whether you're focusing on mamit, you're focusing on decreasing, you're focusing on getting rid of negative things. As long as mechav and libel shemayim, these are both legitimate mahalchim. There's mosif aholich and there's poches aholich. Those are both forms of halicha. It's a way about going about this world. And as I've explained elsewhere, he says this is also what the dual expression of halal and hodah allude to. Again, halacha l'maisa, we paskin like Beis Hillel. But Beis Shammai is a legitimate way. Now, what does he mean by this last point? That halal and hodah are also connected to this nakuda. So if you turn to page 3, we go back in time to Tafresh Mem Dalid. Fasemis explains over there how halal and hodah also represent these two different attitudes. Gemara says, and we'll read from the arrow, Yom Tov and Bahal and Hodah. We know that Chanukah was instituted as days of halal and hodah. What's the difference between halal, praising Hashem, and hodah, also praising Hashem? Shebe'emes b'nei Yisrael nevrahu rak lahodos la'Hashem k'mo shekasuv amzu yatzarti tilasi yisapeiru. The purpose of Klal Yisrael is to be able to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uvegalus einem yicholim levarik v'od yisbarach ba'olam karaoi. When we're in Galus, we're not able to properly sing the praises of Hashem. Like it says, Eich l'shira shira Hashem al abis nechar. Uve'yam me'ilu misnotis ha'oros. On Chanukah, there's a breakthrough where I have a clarity and I'm able to walk down the street with, again, that Azaz to Kedusha that we learned about yesterday. I'm able to openly praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a clarity where I feel that I can bring Kvod Shemayim into this world, despite all of the darkness. Ki aneiros heim ha'oros b'minor sheva mikdash. I tap back into a time when the Jewish people were openly able to declare the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where amzu yitzarti tilasi yisapeiru, we can openly praise Hashem. The idea of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Chanukah is that we're tapping back into a time that's outside of Galus. The Yavanim wanted us to forget the Torah of Hashem. When the Mikdash stood, partu bar pirzos, they breached the walls. When we got revenge, that we can tap back in to the world of the Mikdash, even bizman hazeh. The whole Indian of the light of the menorah placed at the entrance of one's home, mibachot, or by the window, looking out into the street, is that the Kedusha can actually emanate into the street. The Beis HaMikdash can emanate outside of the Beis HaMikdash. We can have a Beis HaMikdash experience outside the Beis HaMikdash. V'amru, kavum v'asum, lashon kafum. And why does the Gemara use a double lashon that they made these days and they established these days? Shachachamim pa'alushu yam tovim b'shamayim. It was declared in the heavens that these days should be such days. The Chachamim asum v'kavum, kavum v'asum. They established it on high, and they were able to bring it down below. And they made it such, Chazal established within each and every one of us, that we should be able to tap into it during these days. Now, that's all very nice, but that's not why we came to this piece. We came to this piece for the final paragraph. Ubeiz eluhein b'chinas halal v'hoda. Now we understand halal and hoda. What does it mean halal v'hoda? Again, it seems like a double lashon. His galus ha'or hu halal. Halal is the more, again, positive revelation. Hachnas taras halev shabaguf ha'adam hu hoda. Hoda is a lashon, again, of, right? Hod is on the side of the Keva in the Sphiros, modim, to bow, to humble oneself, to be submissive, to lower oneself, right? To humbly purify the guf by suppressing the guf. And again, they're both true. They're both true. These are days of halal vehuda. These are days where a Jew walks around as confident as ever, and these are also very humbling days that we provide a Kadosh Baruch Hu into our home. And we have to make a chashvan nefesh. Is my home really a fitting place to be an extension of the Beis HaMikdash? So they have these opposite emotions taking place. But halal v'hoda express those two. It's the confidence to praise Hashem, and it's the more shameful, submissive praise of Hashem, that Hashem, I'm not worthy of being in your presence. And again, that's how Mori Zakeni, this is how the Kedushim explained, Kiner hu meir v'sorif, a candle can light and a candle can burn. These are these two bechinos. Do I focus on igniting my neshama, or do I focus on suppressing the guf? And again, these are both, again, legitimate ways to serve a Kadosh Baruch. So this is a major, major machlokes again. So I want to try to develop it. Again, they're both true. They're both true. When a child is born, when a male child is born, Boker Tov, he's given a bris mila. There's a big machlokes we've shown in between the Rambam and the Ramban. What is a bris milah about? Is a bris milah about adding kedusha to the guf of a Jew? Or is a bris milah about removing a part of that, removing that arla, right, from that makom of the body, which will cause the, which will cause any type of sexual relationship to be less pleasurable? Right, so am I suppressing the guf? Is that what a bris milah is about? Or am I being mosif kedusha to the guf? Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban. But the truth is, again, just like Beis Shammai and both Beis Hillel are both true, they're both legitimate mahalech. Yeah.
A quick question: when we say like they're both legitimate, do we not give that same kind of like legitimacy to Beis Shammai's opinions in other situations?
Right. So again, the way that people are going to live their life is more with Beis Hillel.
But
Elav Elav Divrei Elokim Chai, meaning Beis Shammai is not wrong, and it has a place even Bizman Hazeh. It's not the mainstream halacha. Mainstream halacha is Beis Hillel. But there is what to take from the world of Beis Shammai. There might be people who are Beis Shammai types of people who, even though it's not the norm, you know, in any halachic process, some people are going to do it one way, some people are going to do it a different way. So Beis Shammai has a place in the world today. And again, when the Rambam says the point of Bris Milah is to remove the Arla in order to make the use of one's Bris less enjoyable, it's a Achnas HaGuf, right? Versus the Ramban who says it's a Hosafa of Kedusha. So which is it? So again, the answer is it's both. And before we delve into which approach we're going to try to live by, Svar Meira versus Ase Tov, it's important to realize that they're both true. The Beis Halevi says in Parshas Lech Lecha, on page 4, it's Alech Lefanai Ve'ayei Tamim, and I'll give you a bris. Hinei Be'ikar Mitzvahs Mila. The Rishonim have a big debate. Im hu begeder hasaras hachison, am I removing something negative? Is it a Svar Meira? Da Arla hu mum ba'adam Yisraeli, uve Mila mafridim as hachison mimenu? Oh, possibility number two, and this is the Ramban. Im hu hasafas Mila u Kedusha. Am I looking to add Kedusha? Kumo kol mitzvah saseh, sheim bekum vaaseh. Sheim lahosif maile v'kedusha, luma yisraelis. Uve emes, teyesh, ba, hani, shnei, inyanam, elu, yachad. The truth is a bris really has both aspects. There's two parts to a bris. We know that when a person does a bris, there's something called mila, and there's something called priya. Drop down to the bottom of the first column. The chituch, the cutting away, the part that's entirely removed, right? I detach myself from the nations of the world. That's a sur meira. I don't want to be an arel. Ki kol agoyim arelim. Uvechituch hu mavdil asu mehem sur meira. I am not them. But then there's an element of elevating this makom mila, hosafa of kedusha, creating an osperis kodesh, va'achar kach baha priya, and then there's the second stage, right? The peeling back of the membrane, which is not removed; it's just being elevated. It's being used differently. V'hu la'osperis kodesh le'iskasher u'le'iskadish be'kedushas Yisrael liyosa amechad. V'alzeh anachnu mevarchim bebirchas hamila. V'tzatzav chatam v'os bris kodesh da'achosem shel habris ba'aydei priya. That if you really want to understand the fullness of the bris, it's not just, don't only focus like the Rambam says about cutting away. It has to be also about being bringing and adding kedusha into our lives. So again, they're both true. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. But with that introduction, the question is, which is really the better approach? Should I focus on negativity and getting all negativity out of my life before I feel worthy of mitzvahs? Again, that's the Beis Shammai approach. Start with Svar Meira. Or should we say that if I focus on Svar Meira, I'm going to end up spending my whole life focusing on negativity and I'll never accomplish anything in this world? And therefore, maybe I should just take the Beis Hillel approach and just throw myself into mitzvahs with the hope that eventually the negativity will disappear. So this is a major discussion in the Baalei Machshava throughout the generations. And you'll see, as we know, halachas like Beis Hillel, sorry to spoil the end of this year, the punchline is going to be that Bizman is that many tzaddikim were screaming and saying that the proper way to become a firm Jew is not to spend your whole time worrying about, oh, I did all these wrong things and I have to stop, but to just start doing more positive things, and you'll grow up, you'll outgrow certain taivas and certain negative behaviors. But first I want to present the Svar Meira side, because we can't just so casually say, well, I'll say Tov and that's it, because I'll show you a Chidushim and I'll show you a Shinover and I'll show you a piece in the Beis Ha'ar and I'll say, okay, Ad Kan, you know, that's Psak Halacha. Again, we pass like Beis Hillel. But you have to understand Beis Shammai. It's very dangerous to ignore Beis Shammai and to not even give him a chance to speak. Yes?
Just on the most basic level, Beis Shammai saying that you shouldn't even, let's say, be doing any mitzvahs.
That's correct, and I'll show you why. I'm going to show you why right now. Okay, that the extreme way to present it, and I want to present it in the extreme to start, is that according to Beis Shammai, doing mitzvos, if you're also doing averos, your mitzvos are worthless. Not only are your mitzvos worthless, your mitzvos are themselves negative. Take a look at this on page 5. There's a Ber Heitev. Ber Heitev written alongside the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Kuf Ayin Aleph, the laws of Tanios, of fasting, and he quotes something that's found in the writings of the Arizal. You can see where the arrow is. The Ber Heitev says, "Vida shekol ha'maisim she'adam oseh, v'torah shalomed, be'odo rasha, b'avonoseinu harabim." Mosif koach beklipos. If you learn Torah and you're a bad Jew, so what are you doing? You're just giving over Torah to the dark side. You're giving kochos of kedusha to the klipa. Ashechozer b'tshuva motzei me'aklipa. Hopefully, eventually he'll be chozer b'tshuva and he'll get it away from the klipa. But that's a very scary line. A person has to know, says the Be'er Heitev, and again, it's quoted from the Arizal, it's based on the Arizal, that when a person involves himself in holy things, while he's at the same time involved with negative things, he's literally feeding the dark side. Very scary notion. Turn to page 6. The Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, there's a small sefer called the Eved Shlema, which is a collection of the Vilna Gaon's Musar ideas.
So what does that mean? He hasn't like addressed the problem? He's just kind of like...
So let's keep going because I think it'll become more clear in these next two sources. But basically, if you're mixing Tara in with Tuma, right? So it's all going to come out Tuma. The bottom line of the mix is Tuma. It emerges as Tuma.
Is that personally or is it in general? He has
too much negativity inside himself, so any kedusha that he brings in, he's just being metame that kedusha. Right? If your person's tummy, he can't walk into Beis HaMikdash. So you say, well, Beis HaMikdash will overpower the tummy. That's not true. He's not allowed to eat kachim in a state of tummy. He's not allowed to enter a makum kadosh in a state of tummy. These are very serious crimes. Right? Okay. Okay, so the Gra is quoted in the Eved Shlema as having taught the following: Inyan haTorah leNefesh. What is Torah? Dugmas haMatar laAretz. Torah is like rain. If I want things to grow, if I want to nurture my soul, I need to water it. How do I water it? Ein mayim ela Torah. Shematzmiach ma'ash nizra ba. When I pour water on the ground, whatever was placed in the ground, that's what's going to grow. But realize, says the Gra, Sam Chayim or Sam Maves. But what am I watering? Kein b'Torah, matzmiach masha b'libo. The Torah is going to cause things to grow. But what's in your heart? Im libo tov, if there's good things inside of me and I pour water on it so that I'm growing, beautiful produce, beautiful flowers. Tagdil yirasa. V'im b'libo shoresh poreh rosh la'ana. You see this. This is so pashut that this is true. Because you see a person who's not a good person, who's involved in Torah study for the wrong reasons, and you see, he becomes a worse person. He becomes a worse individual. So it's not a given that just pour on some Torah and everything's going to be better. It depends what I'm watering. What am I watering? In Belibo Shorash Por Rosh Lana, if there's rotten things inside of me, Yigdal Hatina Belibo, the heresy in my heart is going to just be watered, it's going to spread. The same thing could be for a tzaddik, an unbelievable experience. For a Russia, it's a destructive experience. It's a sam hamaves. Torah could be the most dangerous weapon in the world. For those who stay to the right, who walk the proper path, it's gavaldik. A person needs to think before he starts learning. Am I fit for learning? Am I a Talmud Hagun? Am I fit to walk into the Beis Medrash? Am I Tocho Kabara? Like that famous Kabara in Meseches Brachos. Okay, again, a very scary thought. And if I'm not, it sounds like, then don't learn Torah. You're not helping your situation by learning Torah.
Or you just don't
learn
Torah yet.
Yeah, of course. Don't learn Torah yet. Meaning work on that. Realize that you're not yet fit to come to Beis Medrash. Not anyone who wants can walk into Beis Medrash. That's what the Vilna Gaon's telling us. Because you're basically watering weeds. If you have weeds growing in your yard, and you pour water on it, you're growing weeds. You're making it harder and harder. You're not moving in a positive direction. So, water is a milah. Right? Torah is a gavaldic thing. Yeah, but what am I pouring it onto? If I'm pouring it onto weeds, it's exceptionally destructive. I remember I was in Camp Masora a couple summers ago, before we switched to Morasha. Now we're retired. I'm home for the summer. If anyone wants to hang out with me this summer, come hang out in Bergenfield. Hope to have a good time, Ritz Hashem. Should be in Eretz Yisrael by then, but if not, we're going to be in Bergenfield. But anyways, I remember that summer I was sitting by the canteen. I was sitting with a sefer called Hamaor HaGadol. Hamor HaGadol was a nice new sefer they put out from the Vilna Gaon's writings, and I found the Vard in Parshas Hazinu that fits beautifully with this Gra and Evan Shlaim. It's the Gra L'Shitaso, meaning he just explained to us that if you're pouring Torah on top of weeds, you're watering weeds. It's only going to cause negativity to grow. But he ties it so beautifully into a pasuk in Parshas Hazinu, in page 7. Again, this is a Likud, a collection of writings from the Vilna Gaon. This happens to be, this piece, you can see in the footnote, is from the Milos HaTorah, the brother of the Gra. On the pasuk, Ya'arov kamatar lichi tizal katali rasi. Torah is compared to rain. So what happens with rain? He quotes from the Yalkut, the Medrash says, Ya'arov kamatar lichi tizal katali rasi. Im tal mechacham hagun. Who tizal katal the imlav are peyu kamatar. If he's a good student, then nurture him like the gentle dew. If not, shatter him like a pouring day that we're experiencing outside. Okay, we don't need any abstract mashalim to understand this. We all walked into Beis Medrash today getting beaten by the rain. So if he's fit, let the water nurture him. If not, let it destroy him. Let it drown him.
Let it destroy him or destroy
yeah,
him?
Yeah, it should crush him. Va'amar achi agon.
It will. Like, not like you should go.
Right. No, it will destroy. It will destroy. That's correct. The door of Mabel could have been the door that was Makabal the Torah. They weren't ready to be Makabal the Torah, so what did they get? They got a Mabel instead. In Mayim the Torah. Hashem wanted to give the Torah originally to the door of Mabel. There's a lot of Torah about that. That's why all the Midrashim in Parshas Noach all talk about Kabbalah the Torah. Go read Medrash Tanachum on Parshas Noach. It's all about Kabbalah. What's about Kabbalah the Torah? Because it was supposed to be a time of Kabbalah the Torah. Unfortunately, they weren't worthy of it. So, if you can't be Makabal Torah, in Maimel Torah, they got a lot of water, but it was destructive water, because they didn't have the Midos Tovos to Makabal him the right way. The rain, when it descends, it nurtures whatever's in the ground. And sometimes, the rain, right, the weeds are able to grow much more quickly. Sometimes, whatever I'm trying to grow in the yard, everything else grows much better than the thing I'm trying to grow. I don't know if anyone here does any planting, but Hamev and Yavin, that's how it is sometimes. The same thing is true with Torah. If I'm not the right type of person, I'm just nurturing negativity inside myself. But if the choshech is so thick, aval mechoshech gadol u'mod, choshech anan v'arafel, adzai al yedei ha'or shebiyadom is balbel v'novuch yoser. Listen to this. And we need to think about this on Hanukkah. He's saying that, see, we normally say the darker it is, the greater the power the candle has. But sometimes the darkness is so thick that a little bit of light just makes it blurry and more confusing. It casts strange shadows. I was better off in complete darkness where I didn't even think that I knew what I could see. When I have that little candle and it's casting all sorts of funny shadows, maybe I'm worse off. Maybe I can't see anything now. If you're really in the dark, that little bit of light is going to make your life worse. If you're a rotten person, don't come into the base medrash, says the Vilna Gaon. You're only going to make things worse. You're going to become one of these Meshugana academics who takes the Torah and it makes you a worse person. It destroys you. It's not learned by Kedusha Tar. You're not fit to have a relationship with Torah. We go from the Rabbi to the Talmud. Who is the Talmud of the Vilna Gaon? Of course, it was Rav Chaim Volozhiner. And he adds another Nekuda. Again, it's Chanukah Dik. It's not exactly a Chanukah Vart, but it smells from Chanukah, this Vart. In the Pnina Mishulchan Gavau and Parshas Veschanan, he's explaining that same Gemara we quoted a moment ago, that Torah could be a source of life, or Torah could be a poison. If you look on the right-hand side, just in the small print, you see he quotes that Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Ma'idich sevizos ha-Torah. Asher sa Moshe. Zocha nasis lo sam chayim. Lo zocha nasis lo sam misa. If you're zocha, then Torah is a source of life. If you're not zocha, then Torah can be poison. But what does Zacha mean? So normally we translate it the way I just translated it. Zacha is Milashon Zocha, if you're worthy. But think about Shem and Zayach Zach. Shem and Zayach Zach means if you're pure. And that's exactly what Torah is. If you're pure, Torah will become something very positive in your life. If you're not pure, the more Torah you pour into your life, It's not going to help. It's going to make things worse. You're feeding the klipa. And that's what Rav Chaim Volozhiner explains on the left-hand side by the arrow. Hagon Rav Chaim Volozhiner Yedorish Maimer Zekach Zocha Milashon Zach Im Zicher Asmo Kodem Talmuda. If a person prepares himself before he learns, if he's gotten rid of the negativity, and he's a normal person, he's fit to receive Torah, and Torah will lift him up. Keshem and Zayach Zach Azai Nasis Lo Torah Samachayim. But if he has all this negativity in his life and he thinks just pouring Torah on is going to solve the problem, if he's not Zoch, Zocha, Samachayim, Lo Zocha, Samamachs. Yeah.
So why are all these people, these rabbis, like talking in favor of Beit Shammai if we don't post him?
Okay, so we're only halfway there. We're more than halfway there because we're a page on.
But I'm saying within their own opinions, they're clearly like...
Yeah, but it's important to realize this. I want to spend time with this. At the end of this year, I'm going to encourage you to not do any of this. I'm going to encourage you, no matter what, to come to Beis Medrash and to throw yourself into Kedush and Tahara and also to work on negativity, but that's not the avoda today. That's not... The tzaddikim say today we have to focus on... There's too much negativity. It's so stifling. We have to just keep lighting a little bit of more and a little bit of more and a little bit of more. And hopefully, somehow, through all that... Most of Beholich, Beis Hillel...
So they're basically talking to another generation.
Could be. I think there's truth to that. The type of nisyonos we face today that we're bombarded with and surrounded with and literally completely drowning in didn't exist in earlier times. There were different things. But I think if we believe that there's a certain Yerida Sadoros, at least superficially, we're surrounded by a lot more confusion. And therefore, if we try to clean up the mess, it's just too messy. It's too messy. We have to just immerse ourselves in positive things. Okay, but what emerges from all of this is, again, that it's not a given that just because Torah is objectively great, that it's going to be great for you. There are things in life that are very objectively great, but it doesn't mean it's good for you. That's an important and mature way to look at Avodas Hashem. Sometimes a person says, because this is good, therefore, right, it's good for me. Not necessarily. Esav had the opportunity to be the Bechor. And Esav got rid of the Bechor. He didn't want to be the Bechor. He sold the Bechor. Why did he sell the Bechor? Why didn't he want to be the Bechor?
Responsibility.
Because he understood that if I don't know how to handle it, this is not a Mila by me. This is somewhat of a Limud Zchus on Esav. That he at least had the self-awareness to know that if I involve myself in something that's holy and I'm not fit for it, it's going to destroy me. That's the deeper message of what Esau was saying. If you look in the Eretz Tzvi, from the Kodesh Glover, from Aryeh Tzvi Fromer, on page 9. What do we got? 9? 10? 9. Page 9. And Parshas told us, he explains, this is really the deeper dimension of what Esau was saying. It's a limud zchus. We think Esau just says, I don't want the trouble. I don't want all the effort that comes with the Bechor. No, he's being honest. He's self-aware. He knows he's not the biggest tzaddik in the world. Okay, Yitzchak thinks maybe he's a shtickle tzaddik. But Esav knows himself. He knows he's a faker. He knows he's rotten on the inside. And therefore he says, the Bechor is going to destroy me. Hinei anochi holech lamus. V'lama zeh li Bechor. He explains the Kodesh Glover in the Eretz Tzvi. Nira habir al derech mashal. If you have a horse that runs really fast, you'll say, a fast horse is a mila, right? Well, it depends. Sus yafa holech b'mehirus. V'zos hi mila. Ach ha-mila hi rak kol zman sheholech b'derech ha-yashar l'macho manirtza. If I overnight a package in the wrong direction, so that's not helpful. It would have been better if it got stuck in the post office for a few days, because then I could have gotten it back and sent it in the right direction. A fast running horse in the wrong direction is not a mila. I wish the horse would be slower if it's running in the wrong direction. If I get onto a train that's moving very quickly, if it's moving in the wrong direction, that means I'm quickly going in the wrong direction. That's not a mila. I don't say, well, a fast train is objectively a great thing. It depends where I'm traveling with it. I'm going farther and farther away from my goal. And that's exactly what happened here. The Bechorah gives a person a certain mehirus. I can climb, I can go, I can grow. But that's only good if you're going in the right direction. Says Esav, I look at myself and I know where I'm really holding. Right? By me, Anochi is holy chlamos. This is the lashon. Anochi is holy chlamos. What's Anochi? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's the first thing we ever heard from Kadosh Baruch Hu. All of Elukus is rooted in the word Anochi. Like Rav Weinberger said on Shabbos from the Noam Elimelech in Parshas Yisro. Anochi. It's all about Anochi. Kol Advar Me'ela, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's what it says in the Sefer Devarim. Esav says, by me, Anochi is holy chlamos. God is dead by me. It's not going anywhere. So therefore what? So what do I need a fast horse for? A fast horse that's going to run in the wrong direction. That's not a mile. It's not a mile by an Esav. And again, it's a limitzchus that Esav at least knew. If I'm not fit to come to the base medrash, I don't come to the base medrash. Yeah.
But is that really like our responsibility? I mean, obviously you have to be honest with yourself, but it can just as easily cop out and say like, you know what, learning 4 hours a day, like that's too much for me. Like I should just really just go to shiur half time, and like that's good for where I'm at, you know. Like,
okay, so again, that's a different shiur, that shiur about being self aware and honest. You have to be honest with yourself.
We're trying to look for like good things in like what Esau did, but why isn't it bad that he didn't say I'm gonna try my hardest no matter what? I want to.
Okay, so that's why at the end of the day, Chazal are critical of Esau. I mean, as much as we're trying to, and this maybe was Esav's false svar, which is a true svar. We can learn from this svar. It's an important svar. Happens to be he was using it in a perverted way, because he should have stopped being lazy, given up the taivas, and what do you mean, nochi holy chlamos? So bring elokus into your life. Get back on track with God. Turn your horse around. Start running in the right direction. Right. So Esav says, "I can't handle it." He sold the horse. But we learned the lesson from it. You're right. Maybe this is Pashas is like you're saying that Esav made the wrong calculation. But at least we learn from here that this is a mitzvah. A person has to know. How many people are going to weddings tonight? Three of us. I thought there were like more weddings tonight. Okay, so I'll tell you a wedding part. Someone asked me to sign a ksuba tonight. I would never. If someone asked me to be Masada Kedushin, I would never be Masada Kedushin. Why would I never be Masada Kedushin? Because I'm an Amma Arts. And Amma Arts can't be Masada Kedushin. Can you sign a ksuba? Anyone can sign a ksuba. Oh, so I hold that I'm a kosher yid? I don't hold that I'm a kosher yid either. But okay, ksuba, whatever.
What if we all did?
Worse Jews have probably signed ksubas than me. I don't know, who am I to judge? Maybe not. Okay, but a person can't be involved in inyanim of marriage unless they know what they're doing. It's a joke for a person who doesn't know the ins and outs of halacha to be Masada Kedushin. I remember I was standing in Bnei Yeshurim one time, someone came over to Rabbi Brzezinski and had a shayla about writing a ksuba. So he said to Rabbi Brzezinski, yeah, like, I don't really know like how the ksuba should be written. Like an adult who's marrying off his child. So he said, well, so why don't you just ask where was Masada Kedushin to take care of it? So the guy's like, no, but I want to be Masada Kedushin for my daughter's wedding. But if you don't know the halachos, you probably shouldn't be Masada Kedushin. So where's the Maamar Chazal that teaches us this very basic rule? I don't know much about Gittin and Kedushin, but one rule I do know about Gittin and Kedushin, and that is, if you don't know about Gittin and Kedushin, stay away from them. The Gemara in Kedushin says, on page 10, it's quoting Tidur Shal Shabbos, the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, Kol Misha Eina Yodea B'Tiv Gittin B'Kedushin, Lo Yehei Lo Esek Imahem. Okay, you can sign your name at the bottom of the document. Right? But don't draft the ksuba, and don't work out the kinyanim, if you don't know what you're doing. If you're not a bucky, if you're not a yodea, in the laws of Gittin and Kedushin, don't fake it. Don't pretend that you know what you're doing. But look at that. Gittin and Kedushin. What comes first? A get or a Kedushin? Gittin and Kedushin? And I'll ask you further. In the Seder of Shas, in Seder Nashim, what comes first? Gittin or Kedushin? Gittin. Why? Why would Gittin come before Kedushin? We're talking divorce before they're married? That's not a very good sign. Yeah? Well, what?
Teachers what you're getting into before you get into it.
Okay. Maybe it slows a person down a little bit. But the answer is, a person who doesn't know Gittin shouldn't be involved in Kedushin. Meaning, says Sidur Shal Shabbos. Says Sidur Shal Shabbos, quoting one of the great tzaddikim of his generation, Perish. Misha eini yodea legarish esarat tchila. Who lifter es atzvo beget krisus. A person who doesn't know how to make a get. A person who doesn't know how to stop with all of the negativity. If I can't kick the habits with all these bad averos, so then you have nothing to do with Kedushin. You can't begin the process of Kedushin. If you can't do Sor Meira, you can't do Asay Tov. Uliftoras asma beget krisos lichros. Ulaharich meito harosha belibo. Va'achar kach lekadish asma. La'achnis hakadusha aslo. If you don't know how to do things in that order, lo yehe lo esakimahem. Why? Ki migros nason lahabayis. La'achnis hakadusha el tocha psol esvara. Because if you try to bring kedushin into a place that's unholy, right? It's not going to work. Clear the avodah zarah out of the house before you invite the tzaddik into your house. Eliezer says to Rivka, I'm a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. My Rebbe is Avraham Avinu, whose whole life is an Ochi Hashem Elokecha. Can I come into your house? She says, yes. The avodah zarah has been removed. We have a place for you. Okay. You know how to do Gittin? We can talk Kedushin. I'll teach you the Indian of Kedusha. But again, if you don't understand Gittin, you can't have Kedushin. And that's what the Maharsha says as well. That's why Maseches Gittin comes before Maseches Kedushin. Okay, one more idea. And this is something that Zera Kodesh brings from his father. It's both in Parshas Ki Teitzei and Ki Savo. I brought the Ki Savo version. And again, I know I'm saying the same thing over and over, just showing it to you in different ways, but the goal is to hammer this idea home. To realize how much the Svarim are talking about this, that this is a really very dangerous thing for a person who's watering weeds. That's what the Vilna Gaon is screaming about. Says the Zera Kodesh, the Rav Shitzer. A person wants to bring Bikurim. I want to come up to the Makom HaMikdash. I want to come before the Kohen. I want to be in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He quotes from his father an explanation of a Pasuk in Tehillim. What's the Pasuk in Tehillim? Pasuk says, Shav lachem mashkimei kum me'acharei sheves. Shav lachem mashkimei kum me'acharei sheves. What does that mean? That it's shav, it's in vain. A person who's makdim hakum va'aseh. A person who's involved in the good things, kodem hashav, before a person does tshuva, before a person is sur meira, right? Then shav, then he's wasting his time. It's shav, it's a waste of time, right? For those who are mashkime kum, those who try to get up, try to get positive and involved in things, me'acharei shevis, before they involve themselves in shevis. First sur meira, and then asay tov. And he says that's exactly what this pasuk is telling us when it comes to bikur. Once I'm sleeping from Averos, once my Yitzhar is sleeping, then libi air, then I can wake up. Now we normally don't teach it that way. We say the pasuk differently. Right? But he's saying that's one mahalach. That it's a waste of time to be involved in kumva aseh if you haven't done sheva al tase, getting away from negativity. V'zeh shen emarkan, and that's exactly what it says by Bikurim. Ha'etza shetika kodem v'tchila l'reishis kol priya adama, romez l'priya mitzvos, tchila l'zeh tovi v'tika chasher tovi me'artzacha, shetovi zos l'fanav. Masha'ata sur me'ra, uporish v'taybos v'artis l'shmo yizbarach. V'lakach t'mereishis kol priya adama, if you want to be able to bring your first fruits, it has to first asher tavi mi artzacha. It has to be built on a premise that I'm detached from artzacha. I'm not involved in artzias anymore. I have gittin under control, so now I can be osik in kedusha. Okay, so this is one school of thought. Sur meira must come first. It's dangerous to involve yourself in kedusha if you're not sur meira. You're basically feeding the klipa. Yes.
Is this also similar to like tavi mi artzacha, like first you have to work on
the behemoth has to make sense. It makes sense.
But what does klipa mean?
What does klipa mean? It means a shell.
Husk.
A husk.
So what do you mean?
It means when I peel my fruit, there's the part that I eat and there's the part that I throw in the garbage.
So what do you mean by it'll feed your klipa?
It means that I'm producing a thicker and thicker skin, a shell, and less and less fruit on the inside.
What does that mean, like, practically? Like, what would that mean?
Practically, it's getting harder and harder for me to tap into holy things. And I'm just giving more and more energy towards the negative side of myself. And therefore, I'm going to have to spend my whole life, you know, trying to remove, right? To get there's certain fruits that are easy to peel. There's certain fruits that I don't even have to peel. They're all fruit. There's certain things that have a hard shell that needs to be cracked, only to uncover a tiny little, you know, nut on the inside.
Fine, but metaphors aside, if somebody who's not fit to learn Torah go and he's learning for the wrong reasons and he sits down for an hour with the chumash, tries to learn like the parsha, like what do you know what I'm saying? Like, one, how do you know if you're like obviously?
Right. So what is right? So a person who says, "I'm trying to be a Baal Teshuva, my whole life I've been involved in all sorts of things, and now I want to, but I want to come back."
What's worst case scenario? If, let's say you like
you see what happens. People just start Torah all the time nowadays. If you don't know,
it's going on a long time. Not just nowadays.
Saying it leads to
I'm Jesus.
Right. If you come into the Beis Medrash with a certain meaning, if you walk into Beis Medrash and you leave that past behind, you leave your baggage at the door, so you come in, you're coming in humbly, that's one thing. But if you're bringing in your corrupted experience and now you're expecting the Torah to just somehow blend with everything that you previously perceived to be true, it's messy. It can get very messy. It could lead to a zeal for Torah. It could lead to a corruption of Torah, perversion of Torah. You're right. If he comes in with humbly, if he's submissive, and he comes before Hashem and says, "I don't know anything, I want to learn," that's one thing. But if he brings in some of that negativity into the Beis Medrash, it could be explosive. Yeah. You know, I don't want to talk about specific people, but there are people who I've met in my life who are this. Who their midos rose just become worse.
Why?
The more they learn. The more that they learn. Okay. The hour is late, so I want to jump ahead. And I want to turn to the Divrei Chesed. Because like I told you, and like Tzfasem has told us, there's a different approach. There's a Yaakov Avinu who says, "I know better than my son Yosef." Funny, his name's Yosef. His whole name is Moshe Holy. And yet Yosef says, Menashe has to come first. I have to be able to withdraw from negativity before I can be involved in that world of Ephraim. And Yaakov crosses his hands, which Yosef looks like a complete corruption, but Yaakov says it has to be this way. It may not be Lechachila. And maybe that's sort of the answer. Lechachila is like the Vilna Gaon is saying here. And Lechachila is like some of these other tzaddikim are saying. That if I don't have Gittin, I can't have Kedushin. If I'm not Sor Meira, I can't have Asei Tov. I don't want to water weeds. But there are other tzaddikim who say you'll never get there. You'll spend your whole life focusing on Gittin. You'll never get to Kedushin. And you'll leave this world a very sad Jew. And therefore Yaakov says there's a time and a place to corrupt for the sake of a greater good. Right? To do something which seems to be a little bit off. To cross my hands in this way that you're telling me is just not correct. It's not honest. And Yaakov says, "Don't tell me about honesty. I'm Yaakov Avinu. Titen emes li Yaakov. I see a deeper emes, and I see a deeper reality, and I know what the Jewish people need." On page 14, says the Divrei Chesed, Rabbi Chesed Halberstam, the Shinover, the son of the Divrei Chaim. Vayigach Yosef v'shneim as Ephraim v'yamino v'smol li'Yisrael v'smanasha v'smol mi'yamin li'Yisrael v'yishlach Yisrael as Yamino, and he crossed his hands and he placed his hand on the head of Ephraim, and his left hand he placed on the head of Manasseh. The left-hand column. Tzarech la'avin be'ezah svar nechlechu Yaakov Yosef. What were they arguing about? V'yesh lomar. Dinei Yosef etzadik ha'isa svar shalo demishu rotzo lasos tshuva. Tzarech mikodem latakin ma'a she'ives. V'achar kach yaskil lasos mitzvos ma'isim tovim. Ki kol zman she'enu matakin ma'a she'chata. Zo ma'isa tov shu ose eino karoi. Your mitzvos cannot be proper if you still have too much avera inside of you. Aval Yaakov Avinu Alav Hashalom Hayolo Svar Acheres. Yaakov says, "Demishu Rotzeh Lasos Tshuva." You know how to do tshuva. Yasa Mikanu Labam Mitzvos Amaisim Tovim. You did a lot of averos, so just start doing a ton of mitzvos. V'yavod Hashem Yisbarach B'Torah V'Tfila. V'lo Yamtin. Don't wait because there's no time. Achi Yitakin B'Kodem Mashi Ives. Okay, in Lakach Yosef as Ephraim, Yemino Bismol Yisrael, Vesmanash Bismol Yemino Yisrael, Kiminashu Lashon Kinashani Elokim as Kolamali, Kisamar Madregas Manashu Huikar, Latakin Mikodem Ashachata, forget all of the negativity and then move forward. And Yaakovino Olam Ashalom. Shikelas Yadav, he crossed his hands. Vyashas Yemino Al Rosh Ephraim, Kadelavarachas Madregas Ephraim Shahu Ikar, Shahu Lashon Parav Rava. Shem Ratza Lasas Tshuva Yarbe Betorah Mitzvos Mehayom Vala. Just start doing good things. Don't worry about all the minyanim that you miss. Just start going to minyan. Don't worry about all the shiurim that you miss. Just start coming to the shiurim. Don't start focusing on all the times you said the wrong thing. Just start saying the right thing. You spoke a lot of Lashon Hara, so just start talking nice. Don't spend your whole life worrying about what once was. And that's what it means that the Achiv HaKatan, Yigadel Mimenu, sometimes the younger brother, right? Sometimes there's a time and place in the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, sometimes I know it's not the Seder, the hands are crossed, it's out of order. But sometimes this is the only way to survive. And that was the Eitza Amuka of Yaakov Avinu. Who else has this idea? The Chiddush Erev himself, in his writings on Yom Kippur, emphasizes this, and he adds a point that we haven't said until this point. And that is, when I involve myself in trying to conquer negativity, we're on page 16. When I try to involve myself in conquering negativity, there's a famous line that they say by Ger, Lusherim invented, that a person who plays in the mud is going to get dirty. Even if I'm trying to clean up. I'm trying to clean up, right, the mess. But I'm still involved in it. I'm spending my whole day thinking about all the wrong things I did. I think about all the wrong things I did, so I'm basically having Hirhurim Ra'im, because I'm reliving in my mind the negative things that I did. And to some degree, thinking about it is worse than even doing it. So says the Chiddush Erev, if you want to clean up your mess, if you want to have a proper Yom Kippur, what's the attitude a person should have? He says by the arrow on page 16, Chiddush Erev, in his writings on Yom Kippur, Uma'od, if Adam kilkel chas v'shalom l'davar chamor v'osek b'sur meira l'rishona, k'mo shekasuf. If a person spends all his time trying to clean up his mess, harayu choshev al kilkel, he spends his whole day thinking about it. He's sitting there worrying about how am I going to conquer it. So better go to the Beis Medrash and just sit in front of a Gemara. Umakum shamachshava nimseis shom ha'ada. The famous klal of the Baal Shem Tov, where your mind is, that's where you are. So he spends his whole time reliving it. Imkol nafsho, when he puts his whole heart into it, because that he's focusing on it. Azhu b'sochara, he's sitting in the negativity. V'ubetach lo yashuv b'tshuva ki mocho yitgashem. If you're involved in Gashmi's thoughts, it's going to drag you down. V'yigrom l'timtum alev, alo lipo l'toch atzvus chalila. And of course, needless to say, a person will become very depressed. V'afil lo avar davar chamor. And even if he's not reliving in his mind very perverse things, very foreign types of service or worship or things that are just anti-Torah that he involved himself in, even if it's not going to really mess him up emotionally, when you think about the dirt, when you play in the mud, you're going to get dirty. When you're playing in the mud, you're going to get dirty. And therefore he says, what is the proper approach? Again, it's a pasuk. How do I sort my rav? Ve'asetov, through asetov. Get rid of negativity through asetov. And the more I'm involved in the asetov, memela, the negativity in my life will disappear. I want to just conclude with two final sources. On page 18, to bring us back to Hanukkah, to bring us into Shabbos, because our Sasemis Shir, which happens to be a Wednesday this week, is normally on Thursday, and Thursday is our Arab Shabbos, and already Wednesday is considered almost Shabbos. So we have to be Messiah with Shabbos, even though Chesky's not here. We still have to be Messiah with Shabbos.
Nafshus Yisrael,
Shabbos. What?
Nafshus Yisrael.
Shabbos. Right. So first I want to come back to the light, to Hanukkah, and then from there we'll come to Shabbos. How do we come back to the light, and how do we come back to Hanukkah? So there's a medrash. There's a statement in Pirkei Avos. There's a medrash. Okay, Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos on page 18, this is in the Kesser Shem Tov, collection of the writings of Baal Shem Tov. Eizu chacham halomi rekol adam, shenamar mikol melam da yiskalti. I learned from everyone. So it's a very simple question. V'kasha, ha'im kol adam melamidu. Is everyone a teacher? I learned from everyone. First of all, not everyone's giving shiurim and lectures. Not everyone's teaching. So I learned from everyone. And second of all, even choosing a teacher, I don't want to learn from everyone. There are good teachers and there are not such good teachers. This is the ideal. Is everyone fit to teach? And what's the proof in the pasuk? I learned from everyone I learned from. Yeah, so that doesn't mean I learned from everyone. The pasuk seems to be saying, I learned from those people who I learned from. But how does this pasuk prove that I should learn from everyone? And how can I become wise by learning from everyone? Says the Baal Shem Tov. The ner that we're going to light with Hashem tonight is really just a reminder that there's a ner inside of us. The ner Hashem is the neshama of man. There's the light of the candle, and then there's the shadow, there's the reflection of the candle. Is what emanates from the candle. Or haner hu me haner atzmo, v'tzeh haor ba'al yedei kli haner. There's the light, there's the flame itself, and then there's that which the kli, right, there's that which the menorah itself is reflecting. What does that mean? Kein hu b'neshama sheyesh ba'or v'tzeh. So too in the neshama of man, there's or and there's tzeh. Haor ba min haneshama, batzel shal or haneshama ba min haguf shua kli. My neshama is shining, and it reflects, it bounces off my guf, so that my guf should also give off some type of radiance. So therefore what? Kishon b'soch da'at amas or tzaddik. No flows machshavas tovos. I'm standing in front of a tzaddik, and automatically I start to think good things. Ve'ingile or ner neshama. I'm touching his ner. I'm making contact with the light itself. When I'm standing in the presence, kishon b'soch da'at amas shal rasha, no flows machshavas ravs. When I'm standing in the presence of a Rasha, I'm tapping into the Rasha's bad machshavos. Me'at tzaddik lomdim va'asei tov, uvezeh nasim imzachei rabim. From the tzaddik I learn what to think, what to feel, what to do. From the Rasha I learn sor me'ra, I learn what not to do. Uvezeh nasim kli lihir her tshuva. And therefore when the Rasha brings me to negative thoughts, it reminds me, I don't want to be like this guy. And that's what it means to learn from everyone. V'zeh alomim mikol adam. I don't learn positive things from everyone. Right? Because not everyone's nair is illuminated in the right way. But I can learn what to do, and I can also learn what not to do. To mikol adam, bein tzadik, bein rasha, chas v'shalom, efshar v'tzrich l'omod. Learn from everyone. Mikol melamdai iskalti. Make everyone your melamed. Yes, learn from everyone. But realize that some people teach me positive, and some people teach me negative. And that's how he concludes this piece in the Hosafos, in the back of the Kesef Shem Tov, Kuf Yudalid. V'zeh l'chacham ha'lomen mikol adam b'sur meira ve'asei tov. A person has to learn from both. The Medrash says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created light and created darkness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was creating tzaddikim and rasha'am. And the Medrash uses a funny lashon. Hashem didn't know which one was better. Is the light better or is the dark better? What's better? Ma'aseim shel tzaddikim, ma'aseim shel rasha'am. So everyone asks, what? The Havamina? The Medrash? That maybe God likes the actions of the rasha'am more than the actions of the tzaddikim? The answer is yes. The actions of the Rasham also have a lot to teach us. It teaches us what not to do. It teaches us how a light can be used in the wrong way. I learn what it means to get away from negativity by watching how it destroys someone else. Sor Meira. But the Medrash concludes. Hashem says, right? At the end of the day, the Ikar is the Or. The Ikar is the Asei Tov. The Ikar is the Beis Hillel, to involve myself in positive things. And again, this is the approach that if you were to ask Tzaddikim today, what's the better approach? They would all tell you, take the Ger approach. Take the approach of the Chiddush Arim and the Sfas Emes and all of these other tzaddikim who are saying, just do good things. Don't play in the mud. It's just going to make things worse. Don't spend all day worrying about the mistakes you made. Just get involved in good things. And now I want to conclude by tying it to Shabbos. Because on Shabbos you could have also a Sor Meira experience or an Asei Tov experience. In the Beis Yisrael, which is a small sefer written by the Chafetz Chaim, he explains the song that we sing on Shabbos. Kol Nekadei Shvi Karo Ilo. There are two attitudes when it comes to Shabbos. There's a Makadesh Shvi Karoilo. There's a person who's involved in Kiddushin. And then there's a Shomer Shabbos. Someone who's playing defense. Someone who's doing Sor Meira. I don't drive. I don't use my cell phone. I don't do this. I don't do that. So which is the better Shabbos experience? Should I have the Gittin Shabbos experience? The Shmira Shabbos experience? Or should I have the Kiddushin Shabbos experience? Ulechor atzarech lahavin kefal lashon. Says the Chafetz Chaim. What's this double expression? Makadish vi karoi, shomer Shabbos mechalalo. Says the Chafetz Chaim v'yesh levar. Dikidush haShabbos karoi koyal osama anashim shemekad shemesh haShabbos. With positive things. Maaseim v'dibureim machshoseim. Ve'ena masichim daitam mikidushas haShabbos. Ve'hem dekram mekad sheishvi karoi. But then there's another group of Jews. A sad group of Jews who think that Shabbos is all about not doing things and passing the time. It's It's not a spiritually uplifting experience. It's just I'm not doing certain things that I do during the week. And that's also holy. Schar har me'od al pi pa'ala. They both get schar. But says the Chafetz Chaim, schar har me'od al pi pa'ala. If you're po'el, if you're proactive, if you're making Shabbos, lasos es Shabbos, if you're makadeh Shabbos, instead of making Shabbos a defensive experience and all the things that I can't do on Shabbos, that's how a person really lives Shabbos, experiences the Kedusha of Shabbos, and it becomes an elevated person. I said this over this piece in the shul this past Shabbos, and I said, when we talk to our children about Shabbos, right, it's so important that we teach our children to have a positive experience with Shabbos. And Shabbos isn't about all the things you can't do. No kid wants to enjoy Shabbos like that. If you want the children to enjoy Shabbos, you have to create a positive Kedusha Shabbos atmosphere. And then I said a little Harifas. And I said, and whenever someone gets up and says, we want this for our children, they really want to tell you that you want it for yourself, you're just too embarrassed to admit it. So we make it about the children. That's what I said to the adults in the crowd. It's true. You think the adults in the crowd like Shabbos any more than the kids? Okay, so the adults are too embarrassed to play basketball outside on Shabbos. So the kids play basketball outside on Shabbos. But the adults are also counting down, like, how many more seconds till this is over? And I can be freed from this burden of Shabbos. Right? Because Shabbos is a Shomer Shabbos Nechalal experience. It's all Sur Meirah, it's all defense. If a person, Makadeh Shvi Karoilo, if a person takes the Beis Hillel approach, Mosif Olech, I'm going to move ahead, I'm just going to try to elevate this and make it a positive experience. That's how a person brings light into his life. That's how you experience Shabbos. That's how you experience Chanukah. And that's how a person moves the world forward until the light of the coming of Mashiach, which we should be zoichet to see this Chanukah, Mirtz Hashem. Be zoichet to see the light of Mashiach. Okay, Shkara Chabra.